Welcome to Mastermind with Maggie. Maggie Chula is a psychic channel for the Akashic Master Teachers. Together, they are experts on spiritual healing and helping you connect to your source of light, your soul. Join in a mastermind. Resolve your problems and create goals for the future. Build action steps that empower you to create your life in partnership with your soul wisdom. Problems can be on any subject: health and well-being, relationships, spiritual, emotional, or your connection to your soul. Manifesting your goals can be simple and easy. Join in the discussion. Mastermind solutions to problems. Create goals and action steps. Then move forward to a life full of possibilities. We invite you to come with your problems and leave with a plan.
Welcome. Welcome. I'm so happy you've taken the time to join me today. My name's Maggie Chula, and I absolutely love our topic for today. But first, let me say happy Halloween. This is one of my favorite days of the year, and I'm so excited I get to have a special guest, Kathy Beal, here. She's going to help us learn how to get through life with some help from the use of astrology. So let me ask you this. Have you ever wondered, why should I care if the moon is full? I've often thought, is Mercury always retrograde? Or how can I find some relief from the stress of life through the use of astrology? And my special guest, Kathy Beal, is a professional astrologer, psychic, and tarot master who helps individuals and business owners make decisions and better understand and laugh about themselves, their options, and the people in their lives. She brings her counseling, her diverse life experiences, which include being an attorney, a small business owner, a performing artist, and a writer. She's also a member of Shea Parker's Best American Psychics and an Om Times expert. Kathy is here to help you understand how knowing your astrological chart can help you manage the chaos in your life. Her use of her humor will help you lighten up your day and start to wonder what is happening in the stars this week. So with that, I'd like to welcome on Kathy. Hi, Kathy.
Hey, Maggie. How are you?
I'm good. I know that was a lot to share at the beginning, and I've always been impressed with your background. You've been an attorney, you are a performing artist, a writer, and also an astrologer and a psychic. Now, how did this whole cocktail of talents come together for you?
Not an easy question to answer. Well, I'll tell you this. I was raised in a household with an artist and a scientist. So I grew up with a dichotomy between the non-rational and the rational, or logic and creativity. And I went down the creative route for early days, but was always very academically inclined. So I will say, after I got out of law school, it became incredibly apparent, while I was studying for the bar, actually, that taking the completely rational route was not going to work for me. I was having precognitive dreams. It was like a pressure cooker had exploded. So I went to astrology school early in my legal career, and just sort of more and more found myself doing both. And I say that I have built my career on the bridge between intuition and the rational mind. So, and that's also kind of an interesting parallel to we as humans being the bridge between spiritual existence and physical existence.
Oh, that's very interesting, that bridge that you occupy so well.
Yeah, well, and it's odd, it's kind of weird, and sometimes I'm more on one side or the other, but it's how I stay balanced, actually.
I understand that balancing act. I just know that I seem to be either able to use my logical side or my emotional side. So maybe the study of something like the stars and the planets can help pull those two things together for me. I know there are other people, many people that I work with, who have that same kind of split down the side way about them. And can you help us with that, Kathy? I know it seems there's always Mercury retrograde, or there's something going on in the stars. Is there something in the stars that's always helping us?
Now there are a number of ways of looking at this. There are always things that are being activated, issues that are being activated. I'm increasingly calling my approach continuum astrology, because I always look at what's going on in the context of what it's growing out of, and patterns and cycles. And you can look at astrology to take a moment in time, as in today, and see where in recent years something has happened that was kind of like a storyline. You can see plot point here, bam. It gives you an idea to see not just this moment this is happening, but to see it organically in the terms of the process you've been going through. And you can look at it in terms of what we're doing as a society, what you're doing as an individual. And in fact, my favorite moment in a reading with a new client, particularly someone who doesn't have any background or even belief in astrology, is when I say, okay, now this ties to, and I mention a date and there's dead silence.
Oh.
And they go, oh my God.
Yeah.
One thing here is you can put things in the context of a process. You can see what's happening is not this moment, all these things are bearing down on me to make my life miserable, but instead, oh, okay, I see how things are developing, and I can see the choices I made at an earlier point in my life. How have I evolved? How am I different? What can I do differently now? So that's one way. One aspect of looking at this. Another one is just helping you trust your own inner timing. There are some times when things flow more easily and some times when obstacles are there, and they aren't always there just to mess with you or make your life miserable. They might be there to make you stop and think, which is one positive end of Mercury retrograde. Although I have to agree with you on that one. Since I've been tracking Mercury, actually, about 20 years ago, I wrote an article suggesting that Mercury had left the solar system. This was published in an astrological journal, and someone wrote me a letter taking me seriously.
Yeah. Sometimes humor isn't quite understood that way, is it?
Yeah. Well, they're lost. Some pretty extreme stuff. At any rate, so there's that. You know, you can track certain times when you just know, okay, it's kind of like checking the weather report. I like to say, if you see that it's going to snow or that there's a really high probability of snow, you're probably not going to walk outside in a bikini. Like, that would be counterproductive.
Well, I never thought of it quite like that, but yeah.
Well, one thing I like to do is come up with extremely evocative memory pieces, like images or thought images, or I call them inspirational icons. Sometimes I have a song, and it just kind of lodges the concept in your brain, and if you laugh at it, all the better.
Yeah, and you do that. You do that very well. You have weekly podcasts that I'd like to share with people. That's called empowermentunlimited.net, right?
Is that .net, like safety net.
Okay. And then you're also doing, on OM Times, you're doing these live streaming events for Facebook.
Every other Friday at noon Eastern time. So the next one is going to be not this week, not the 4th, but the 11th.
Okay, so do you ever look at these things that you've plotted out and say, or maybe that's how you do it, right? And say, these planets are favorable to me. So
yeah,
these are the days.
I often use that for starting things or figuring out, like, was it worth my effort to try something? Mm-hmm. And sometimes you don't have a choice, all right? I mean, life does go on. Sometimes you have you're given options, and you just have to figure out. And often it's which is the least disadvantageous one. But you know, so what? You work with it.
Right.
You know what the parameters are. Like, okay, all right, so this can be a little tricky, but yeah, I can do it.
Right. And yet you're also a psychic. Do you do readings beyond, I mean, are they always involving someone's chart, or do you?
No, I do straight psychic or psychic slash tarot reading. And I will tell you that the psychic component definitely does play into the astrology, because it helps me see themes and hone in on the different ways something's going to play out, because there's always a spectrum of possibilities with the role of any planet in any sign, or any particular combination of planets, which would be an aspect, the relationship they have together. And I know some astrologers who will just sit there and they'll spout off a list of keywords as to what it might be, and you can go, okay, I see it's that one, that one, that one. I tend to synthesize more, and that does draw on the psychic part.
Okay. Well, and as you know, we're going to be breaking for commercial, but what I'm hoping you can do is help us, a lot of us at least know we should know about our birth chart, but there's so much more to it. So when we come back, if you can help those of us who are novices know, where would we start to get some help on this? Because I think I've avoided it long enough in my life. And, you know, maybe it is just time to start to look and go, oh, this planet, I'm going to pay attention and respect. I respect planets, but I guess I've never, you know, looked at it, the math, to see where these things fall. So I'd really appreciate it if you could help me and my listeners. So
happy to.
Come on back, because we are going to take a small break right now, and we'll be back soon with Kathy Beal and learn more about our astrology.
Conscious connection to a more mindful world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Spiritual, metaphysical, green living, psychic, alternative healing, life coaching. Do any of these or similar terms apply to your business or cause? If so, you are in a niche market with a very specific audience. Conscious Gate PR is the world's leading conscious public relations agency. With a global reach of over 4 million and growing, we offer comprehensive media campaigns to our targeted market. Learn more at ConsciousGatePR.com. Conscious marketing for conscious minds.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
Are you stuck? Have you tried over and over to stop an addiction, let go of self-sabotage? Do you have anxiety attacks or anger issues? Do you want to stop, let go, breathe? I can help. I have a 9-step spiritual healing path program that will lead you towards attaining balance and well-being in your life, body, and mind. Contact me. Go to MaggieChula.com and learn more. I'm here when you are ready.
We are live outside the home of Joe and Rosie Goddard, where a pretty big tickle fight broke out just minutes ago. Sources say their father instigated the laughter. Let's go inside for a comment. Apparently, they have no comment. Dads, let this be a reminder that it only takes a moment to make a moment. Call 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Mastermind with Maggie. And today I have a special guest, Kathy Beal, who is an expert on astrology, tarot, and so many other things. She's also a lawyer. And she's helping us now learn how can you get through your life with the use of astrology. Because, Kathy, I know many people who follow astrology, and I love your podcasts. I do. But I have to say, it's like the weather. I seem to listen to it, and then I'm not sure what to do. So that's why I thought, well, maybe you can help not just me, but, you know, other people. We admire astrology, but we just don't know what to do with it.
Well, to start with the podcast, it's really my approach is, well, my tagline for my work is astrology you can use. So I try to translate it into concepts that are going to be something that you can notice in your actual life and in the people around you, and to give you a clue as to why certain trends are on the rise. I really frequently get messages or even texts from people going, what in the world is going on?
Yeah.
So this is my attempt to forestall that kind of inquiry. But, you know, when you know that, all right, there's some things going on where people are kind of confused or fear is being whipped up. Okay, maybe I shouldn't automatically buy into everything that I hear. Or this is a really good time to finally move forward on stalled projects, which, by the way, is true for right now. The whole first part of the year has been kind of a like we're all walking around in cloud, not knowing what's real or what's not real, and the ground beneath our feet is getting increasingly trustworthy and solid. And this is, we're now in a window where it's really appropriate. You know, like you'll put the chisel in exactly the right place, and the slightest little tip of the hammer is going to cause the chunk of marble to break apart the way you want it to. You could even probably just breathe on it and it will crack because certain things have had enough pressure coming at them to change. And so that's one thing about this week. So if you have that kind of information, you know, like, okay, I don't have to be really heavy-handed, but you might know this is a really good time to bring up topics that I've been sitting on, or this is a time to push, or, okay, this is when I don't. You know, you can get that kind of basic impulse for your life.
So that's something that all of us, no matter where you were born, right? That's something
right.
that all people can use. Okay.
Right, yeah. My podcasts are very much, they're general. They're like, here's the weather, not here's how it applies to you. I do not publish horoscopes, which are by sun sign.
Okay.
It's general information. What I do is general information.
Okay.
Yeah. Now, if you want to understand your own chart, that's very different.
Okay. You see right there. There's these two pieces. Because I probably know just enough to be dangerous, right? I know a little bit about sun signs, a little bit about rising signs, something about the moon, more about the moon, I think. But that's probably because I was born in Cancer, right?
Yeah, you have mommy moon.
Is that okay?
I call that mommy moon.
Oh, okay. So when you have people and when you're helping us, you have the podcast then, which tells us sort of like on a general scope how all the people around might be, how, you know, like you said, how it could be a day maybe to where you can unleash your creativity, or you're saying that's this week. But sometimes, you know, people are very sensitive and are having kind of a difficult time even moving forward.
Right.
But then you have your own life, and there's patterns in there. So those of us who aren't quite that experienced with it, what would you say, what would be the most important thing to start with? Would it be your birth chart?
Well, there are two ways to approach it. I have found that people after a certain age have enough life experience that they aren't so interested in starting with how their birth chart is wired. Although I certainly find it fascinating, and particularly if you're looking into relationship astrology, how you and someone else work together or don't work together, understanding the birth charts is a really good place to start. And doing that, it's not your sun is in Leo, your moon is in Cancer. It's, I look more in terms of, here are the big puzzle pieces, here's how they fit together, here's how you communicate, here's what makes you feel emotionally safe and secure, here's what you value, here's how you use your energy, here's where there are inherent conflicts and contradictions within your own personality that you very frequently will draw people in to play out for you so you get to deal with it. Understanding your birth chart, I have found to be extraordinarily useful for people who are in therapy or who want to understand why the same issue keeps coming around again and again and again. And I have given people specific I've often given people assignments, like, here's what you need to go talk to your therapist about. One, two, three. You know, here's your personal operatic story. Here's your theme. Here's your saga. See, and again, as I said in the earlier segment, every astrological expression, whether it's the energy of a planet or in a sign or a particular combination of aspects, every single one has a spectrum of possibilities of how it could be played out. Okay. And you can sometimes see, like, okay, this is my, here's my default wiring, and this is the way I have historically expressed this energy, but here are other possibilities of how I could, other ways that, things, and you can also look into what some of the less conscious motivators are inside of you, things that are going to do stuff, and if you become aware of them, you can find a way to integrate them into how you run your life so that you're not tripping on your own shoelaces.
Okay. Yeah, so you're saying that, like, I might have noticed some patterns in myself, and through the use of learning about astrology, I can see how that might be influenced by certain aspects in that occurred when I was born.
Right, and ways that you have played the energy out. Because usually if the chart says something once, it says it like five different times, like different ways. And you can tell a lot. So you can tell a lot about how you're wired for relationships, what you believe, what you tend to do when you're under stress, how you perceived your relationship between your parents, the relationship between your parents, and how that carries over into what feels normal to you when you're dealing with other people. That all that kind of thing. And you can take the same approach, or I take the same approach, if someone comes to me and wants to understand what's happening now and what their options are. Like, wow, give me a forecast. I do a lot of forecasting. A lot of astrologers don't. But I will take the same approach to, here's what's being activated now in your life. Here are different challenges. Here are opportunities playing out over the next year. Here are areas of life where various things are likely to come at you, and there are a number of ways it could play out. Let's look at how you might want to consciously express some of that energy to take, so that the energy is there, and it kind of, I call this, well, someone else came up with this idea, astro alchemy, that if you consciously express the energy in a certain way, that lessens the possibility of a more disruptive, less desirable playing out. Like, the far end of the spectrum might be something you really would prefer not to experience. So how about you do something in a different part of the spectrum? And it works. These are energies that are going to show up one way or another, and it's not a given what form they're going to take. So why not summon them in something that fits more into what you want in your life?
Okay, so you take the person's chart. I mean, you must have to know the person's birth date and their time. I think their time zone, right, where they were born. What if they don't know that? What if they're
If you don't know, a lot of people do not have an accurate birth time. Some people only know vaguely what time of day, and some people have no concept. First off, you do need to know the location, the day and the location.
Okay.
If you don't have a birth time, I generally run the chart. There are two ways. There are several ways of doing it. I generally run the chart for noon, and then I don't pay a lot of attention to the houses that they're in. But you can at least see what signs the planets are occupying and what relationship they have to each other. And that gives a lot of information right there.
Okay, so people shouldn't be concerned if they don't know exactly when they were born. They need to know where they were born, and I think most of us do, and then the day. And from
and the day.
You know, I mean, if you don't know the day you were born. Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, the other thing was that you were talking about it. So from that, you can then take and progress or somehow know how the person's going to be working with today's energy, with the planets and where they are right now.
You just put a progression to something different. That's in a second. But what you do is you have the natal chart, the birth chart, and then around the circle you put where everything currently is, and then see what the relationships are. Yeah, progression is moving the chart forward, usually a day for every year that you've been alive, to see what you've sort of evolved into. And that, if you don't have the time of birth, parts of that get tricky. Like the moon is completely unreliable. If you don't know the time, the moon could be, you know, within like 6 to 9 months off, 6 to 9 degrees off at any rate, but you can get some information that way. And a lot of people work a whole lot with progressions for timing. I tend to use them only for additional information. I really do work heavily off the transits and cycles that are recurring, like where you are now ties to where you've been.
Your journey is. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for explaining that, because I guess I never understood there were those two different ways of looking at it. I'm really looking forward to hearing more, because I know that you, like you said, you also do podcasts for where things are right now. And I think many of us would like to hear you tell us, where are we right now on this beautiful Halloween night? So I hope you all come on back and listen some more with Kathy and understand how astrology can help you.
A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
There is no death, only a change of worlds. Chief Seattle. Deborah Livingston is an award-winning intuitive psychic medium whose international services include mediumship, spiritual assessment, animal communication, and spiritual mentoring. She is a published author and a trained shaman. Deborah provides evidential messages from spirit and departed loved ones. Learn more at deblivmedium.com. That's D-E-B-L-I-V medium.com.
Hi everyone, this is Shea Parker, the host of Best of the Best, which airs live right here on IOM Radio every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern and 5 p.m. Pacific. I'm super excited to bring you expert guest hosts, spiritual discussions, free psychic readings, and so much more. I can promise that you will not want to miss this one-of-a-kind, fun, yet touching, down-to-earth show. Join us every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Pacific on OTRFM. This is Shea Parker, and I can't wait to see you there.
Do you want to connect to your magical child? Merge your passions and creativity, unlock your imagination, and play with the angels. Come learn the Akashic Vibration Process with me, Maggie Chula, and the Master Teachers of the Akasha. Together we will mastermind, exploring questions, issues, blocks, creating possibilities, then ground your creations into your current timeline. Contact me. Go to MaggieChula.com and learn more. Create new possibilities today.
My name is Lola Silvestri, and I'm going to be 95 this year. I was very independent. I fell, and I had to have Meals on Wheels. America, let's do lunch.
One in six seniors faces the threat of hunger, and millions more live in isolation. Drop off a hot meal and say a quick hello. Volunteer for Meals on Wheels by donating your lunch break at AmericaLetsDoLunch.org. This message brought to you by Meals on Wheels America and the Ad Council.
Welcome Welcome back to Mastermind with Maggie. And today I'm very excited. We've got a special guest, Kathy Beal, who is an expert, Om Times expert, on astrology and so many other things. But today she's here to help us get through life with the use of astrology. So, Kathy, I did want to make sure and share with people that you are an Om Times expert and you are doing live streaming, right?
Yes, every other Friday I have an Astro Chat at the Om Times webinars. The Om Times webinars Facebook page for half an hour, talking about, and I've timed it to go with the new moon and the full moon. So I answer general questions and I talk about what's going on with the moon. And this is a companion to two things. I have written forecasts for the new moon and the full moon at my site, empowermentunlimited.net, and also at Om Times. Also, I have forecasts for each month, but in addition to the podcast. So I have lengthy written material, and the Astro Chats are an expansion on my forecasts, and they also are a little bit of a tip of the hand to a couple of evergreen courses that I have up at the Om Times Learning platform. One on working with the moon and one on the what's happening in the fall of 2016.
Ooh, and can you tell us a little bit about what's happening now? is this the fall?
Yeah, we're in the
fall. In my neck of the woods, it's getting to be winter pretty quickly here.
Oh, well, I mean using the calendar.
Astrological fall. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, from September to the 20th or so of December. Well, we are at a stage of moving forward step by step on long-term goals and fundamental restructuring of certain foundational aspects of our lives that have been going on. This restructuring has been going on since spring of 2012.
Ooh.
And I believe it's responsible for the collective nervous breakdown that we're witnessing. But the past few years, everybody has had certain aspects of their lives change forever. Like there's certain ways that you're doing things, certain concepts that you have that just are no longer working, especially involving relationships and agreements and what we're willing to do. So there's been a very strong influence pushing us to greater and greater self-awareness and acceptance. And this is changing the way we interact with each other, and it brings the possibility of much more honest relationships, doing things because you want to be there, being very clear about what you're willing to do and not do. This fall, this month, October, has been a time of significant strides forward in that area. And this week, this is a particularly magical Halloween because people always say the veil is very thin at Halloween, you know, between the worlds, between the life and death, and it's the time when the dead come back. Well, there's a really magical influence going with it that is heightening our ability to pick up information in dreams. Telepathy is running especially high. Inspiration is especially high, and awareness of people who are no longer in body is hitting people who normally, you know, don't normally walk around professing or labeling themselves as intuitives, as you and I do. And I got a beautiful testimonial to this in email this morning from a relative who had gone to the opera yesterday, and one of the performers embodied her deceased younger brother. It was like she was watching him on the stage in front of her.
Utterly
magical. And that, and I wrote her back and said, I know you don't look at the world this way, but this was
absolutely
perfect playing out. Yes. So this stuff is not always to be feared. Now, but fear, I just want to say at the outset, for everybody, keep this in mind. If the only thing that sticks with you from listening to this conversation today is the following, your life will go so much better. And that is this. Fear is walking among us like a physical being. It has taken tangible form, much like Lord Voldemort became fully human and in a body again during the Harry Potter book.
I'm with you on that. I am with you 100% on that. Yes.
So
yes.
A lot of what you're hearing, a lot of what you're experiencing, a lot of what you're witnessing in other people is the result of this beast that is the physical manifestation of fear walking around. That is not the only option. There is another option. The other option is to recognize the illusion of a lot of this, and then it really what you're looking at is projections out of people's subconscious, their own terror, panic, survival instincts being threatened.
Yeah.
If you look at it that way, you can approach things with a good deal more compassion and also detach from it. And it will make you much, much, much saner. So just know that there's a lot of stuff going on right now that is not, it's passing for reality and it's not reality.
I'm so glad you brought that up. I didn't realize it was in the stars, but it is certainly in the energy. And I think that's where I've always found it fascinating that, I mean, I don't profess to be an astrologer, and I'm not, but I do read energy and I do read vibrations. And when I listen to your podcasts, they sound so similar to what I'm picking up on an energy level that I think that's why I was wondering, especially with you knowing that you're also psychic and you do, a lawyer, you have these other pieces to you that, I really feel in myself. If you do get this from the planets, or do you get this using all of your senses? And I truly think you do. I think you use all your senses.
I have to.
Yeah, yeah.
I think that's the reason why my stuff is as accurate as it is. And believe me, I get feedback constantly, like ridiculously accurate, beyond ridiculously accurate. That was from another astrologer. Okay.
Yes.
And that's why, because I don't just look at technically, okay, here's what this is,
yeah.
This is what these keywords mean. There is one astrologer who's extraordinarily prominent who I read her stuff and I go, technically every single thing you're saying is possible and none of it is happening.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, right. And that's why I wanted to bring you on and to share with people that there's, astrology in and of itself is important. I'm not saying it isn't, but I do think it's good to also go to people who are pretty well-rounded, have a lot of life experience, and can add that level into their own alchemy of readings. Like you said, it's an alchemy. So
yes.
You did one for me a while ago. I know, absolutely, I need to have another one done. but you are saying that for all of us, because I really feel like the energy is low. It's time to start to break through these illusions and move forward and know that, we're all in this together. We're all in a collective together. We don't hate each other, But
some people are just utterly terrified. They feel like their absolute survival is at risk, and they're responding in a way that threatens the survival of the rest of us, is the way I look at it. I haven't for years thought, oh, someone might try to set fire to me. I used to. I mean, I lived in Texas for a long time, so I kept a low profile about some things that I did, and only recently have I thought, okay.
Yeah.
I'm not going to run around rural New Jersey and let all these people know what I do, because I enjoy living. I would like to not have my house messed with, I don't say that out of fear. I say that out of recognition of the level of panicked behavior that we will see out of some people. Just don't fuel it. Don't buy into it. Don't send it back.
Yeah, it's an anxiety, too. Like, how are you going to perceive me? I really feel that a lot of us are kind of closing down so that we aren't objects of attack. But I encourage people, and I know you do, to be in the world, to share your light, because that's going to help people feel good also, shining your light, letting people know this too will pass, and we are all in this together. So I'm glad.
Keep holding the flag up for hope and optimism. And just for years I've been saying, and I'm now seeing it happen, that as our social structures fall apart, and our country is going to completely reshape itself, our social contracts, whatever, over the next 7 years, as this happens, a number of us are moving into the most fruitful, happy, fulfilling phases of our lives. So staying in hope and optimism and joy in your little neck of the universe and tidying it up, it's like these little candles are going to send their flame out and amplify the flame of all the other ones kind of near it, and we are creating the safety net from which things are going to be rebuilt.
Yes, I absolutely agree with that. I do. Mm-hmm. And now this show, I don't know what happens to time during this hour. I'm always wondering what we're going to talk about, and then it just vanishes. So I want to make sure and let you know that it's going to be a shorter amount of time when we come back. But if there's anything in particular that you want to make sure to wrap up and tell us, I really encourage you to do that. And those of you listening, I just want you to know that that Kathy is a very well-rounded, grounded person. And if you need some guidance from a astrological point of view or even from a legal point of view, she's a good person to get in touch with. Plus, she's, of course, an Om Times expert, as am I, and Shea Parker's Best American Psychic. So I do strongly encourage you to look at her page and to get her podcasts. They're funny, too. So there's something about the use of humor that we all need. We need some more humor in our lives. So come on back after the commercial, and we will wrap this segment up.
Free your mind. Expand your soul. Om Times Radio. IOM FM. The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
Grab a cup of tea or a glass of wine and tune in for Inspired Conversations with publisher Linda Joy on Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern. Linda creates sacred space for leading female luminaries, empowering authors, heart-centered female entrepreneurs, coaches and healers, a soulful venue where guests openly share the fears and obstacles they've overcome, wisdom and lessons learned, and the personal journey that led them to the transformational work they do in the world. Inspired Conversations to empower you on your path to authentic, soulful living.
Have you ever wondered, what is the purpose of life? How can I do more, have more, be more? Do you want to talk to your angels, your higher wisdom? Have you tried? But here you are. I invite you to come take a class in the Akashic Vibration Process. Learn the language of your soul. Enhance your soul connection. Expand your soul vibration. Contact me. Go to MaggieChula.com and learn more. Let me help you interpret the language of your soul.
It's me, your heart. High blood pressure is serious, and if you think I'm just gonna keep ticking away, you're wrong. I can quit whenever I want, but I like my job. Just treat me better. Maybe we can do some exercise on occasion? After all, we're in this together.
Don't let your heart quit on you. High blood pressure can lead to a stroke, heart attack, or death. Get yours to a healthy range before it's too late. Find out how at heart.org/bloodpressure. A message from the American Heart Association, the American Stroke Association, and the Ad Council.
Well, welcome back to the final segment of Mastermind with Maggie. And as you know on this show, I'm here to help you master your mind and learn how to work in partnership with your own higher wisdom. I like to bring on experts who can also help that I feel good and guided to share with you. And today I was guided to share with you a very special guest, Kathy Beal. Kathy's here helping us understand more about astrology and how the use of knowing about your planets and stars can help guide you in your life. And I do like, Kathy, that you also share with people, you know, sort of like the angel card readings. You help us know what's going on for all people in a week so that we can kind of guide ourselves on how we share ourselves, you know,
right,
and stay safe.
The approach I
think we were talking about staying safe too.
Well, yeah. Just operating out of an optimal place, I guess is the way to put it.
Yeah.
And I use this in my podcast, but I also have, I also have written forecasts for every new moon, for every full moon, and every month. And so I currently have my new moon in Scorpio forecast up, which was yesterday's new moon. It's still in effect. It's going to be framing the next month. And it's at omtimes.com and also my site, empowermentunlimited.net.
Awesome. Great. And so with the new moon and the full moon. Now, which one is it that I know that I think on the full moons, people are supposed to, is that where you release and let go?
Yes. That's where you take stock of what has grown.
Okay.
And you can harvest, things culminate, you see how things feel emotionally, and then you can, it's good to end things, release things, or just say, okay, that's done, now I'm moving on to the next.
And then
so,
during
yes, releasing.
Okay, so then during the new moon, that's where you embrace and bring in new
that's
energy?
That's a good starting time, yes. That's a good time for setting intentions, wishes, goals, launching new things, or at least having a more refreshed approach to whatever the area of life is where that particular moon is taking place for you.
Okay.
And I do have a class on this.
Oh, yes, you did say so. And I'm going to go look it up.
Yeah, 1 hour.
Right.
It's very easy. Yeah. At experts.omtimes.com.
Yes. And I'm starting something new this month. But I usually go with numerology. And I think we talked about this before. Primarily for me, it's because, you know, 0 through 9, that sort of makes sense to me. Numbers.
Mm-hmm, sure.
But what I'm going to do is I'm going to join you on that live streaming. And so I've got my fingers crossed. Wednesdays, I'm going to be doing Wednesday wisdoms from 10:30 a.m. for 30 minutes and just opening up and asking people ask for questions or anything you want to ask from the masters or from a healing or energetic perspective. And then the first and third Wednesday of the month at 9 p.m. Eastern, I'm going to do channeling to soothe your soul. So what I'm really opening up here is I want to help people. I want to help families. So those aren't necessarily classes, but they're a place for you to come and ask questions and get to understand how to channel your own soul wisdom. I guess that is a class, isn't it? Yes, that is a class.
Yes.
I don't know. I'm feeling a little spacey. I'm not sure exactly. It's probably all these beautiful beings of light that are around us. And I do want to let people know that next week I have Corey Lewis, who is going to come on, and he has a new book. He's a coach and an inspirational speaker, and his book is The Art of Becoming, Quantum Leaping into Your Future Self, to how to jump over the breakdowns in life, get to and enjoy the breakthroughs on the other side. So this is going to be I agree with you, Kathy, for so many reasons, but I use it from a numerology or an energy perspective. I really feel that this month is some breakthrough in energy, and not just because of, you know, what's going on in politics and maybe we'll finally get some closure, but also just from, it feels like the energy has split open in some way. Is there a planetary reason for that, or like,
yes,
it just feels like things have...
Yeah, time to get moving on stuff that's been stalled and in the works. We've been gathering strength. We've been cleaning things up. It's time to get moving, and massive blast off comes in December. Massive.
Ooh.
Hold on to your hats. Buckle your seatbelts. Strap yourself in level. Blast off comes in December.
Ooh, you mean even more than we've had?
Yes.
But in a good way, right?
Could be.
Yeah.
So depends what is on it? How is you've this... been handling things.
Yeah. I don't know about anyone else, but I do. I mean, I know for me, it's been hard in the last 2 months, more than at other times this year, to really keep my focus. I start out, I'm really doing well, but then I just seem to like get scattered to the winds. I'm taking this as it's okay because my, you know, all my work seems to still be flowing, but I don't know, this mm-hmm. ungrounded feeling. I'm feeling it really mm-hmm. particularly today. So
well,
maybe that's that new moon.
It's the there's an open current to Neptune, which transcends earthly experience. So you're getting your marching orders from something that has nothing to do with the rational mind.
Ah, well, that's where I usually dwell. Yes, that's why I told Corey, Dr. Lewis, who's coming on next week, I said, oh, quantum jumping, I do that. I just sometimes forget to come back.
I got it.
So, yeah. Well, I'm very excited to be a part of the Om Times Experts, and I'm very excited that you came on the show because I know that the when I had a session with you, it was very affirming, and it helped me stay focused to see what was moving ahead and how to work with the information you had given me. So I do want to strongly encourage people that if you've ever wanted to get your chart done, or you've had your chart done from someone else, if you feel...
Yes. So we've lost Maggie, so I will continue. She was encouraging you to find me. I am Kathy Beal at empowermentunlimited.net, my website. On Facebook, I'm under Empowerment Unlimited. And I would also encourage you to come to the Om Times webinar page on Wednesday for the wisdom chat that Maggie is going to be doing for free for a half an hour, starting at, I think she said 10:30, and I don't remember if she said Central or Eastern time. I apologize for that.
Hello.
And you can find, Maggie, you're back.
Oh, yeah. You know, I think we were just talking about the energies and how scattered they are. But thank you, Kathy, for being on. I don't know what happened. All of a sudden, my phone cut off.
Yeah, I know.
So I'm so glad that somebody else was on the line with me. Thank you. And so once again, Kathy, when is your live streaming? Because I'm writing it in my calendar immediately.
Oh, it's every other Friday. The next one is Friday, November 11. I do them on the Friday of the new moon and the Friday of the full moon at noon Eastern Daylight Time for half an hour at the Om Times webinars Facebook page. It's a Facebook live chat, which means you can say hi, you can put questions in the comments, and I don't answer every question, but I get to the high points.
Okay, great. And then you are also doing, you have your evergreen classes that are on the Expert platform.
Yes, experts.omtimes.com/Kathy Beal, B-I-E-H-L. I have a class on working with the moon that talks about moon phases and things you can do at the full moon and the new moon, and it also discusses the moon through the signs, like what it means if the moon's in Scorpio, what would be best for you to do. Moon is now in Scorpio. And then I have a class on, a talk on the astrology of 2016. So the Moon one you'll be able to get forever and ever, world without end. The astrology of the fall of 2016, people aren't going to be interested in once we get past December.
Okay.
I don't think.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for coming on and for sharing your expertise. Thank you for being a member of Om Times, because honestly, I think that your information is very valuable. And I just want to also let people know I'm just going to start that live streaming, and let's hope that November 2nd, 11:02. Anyway, that is a good day to do that. I'm calling it Wednesday's Wisdoms, and I'm offering you to ask questions, get guidance and clarity from any of the master teachers. You can even ask who you would like to get an answer from. And then we're going to take that to the first and the third Wednesday of the month. So that's this coming Wednesday also, where I'm going to do sessions that are called Channeling Source to Soothe Your Soul. Those, I strongly encourage you to share those with your family, because we're working together to help you clear boundaries and create clear boundaries and open up new lines of communication. So this is vibrational healing work that I do with the Master Teachers. And Kathy, thank you so much for being here. Thank all of you for listening. And I hope you have a happy Halloween and an absolutely wonderful time for the rest of the year and into the future. So with that, goodbye. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll talk to you next week.